When I look at the gathering as standing out in the lobby, as welcoming people, I meet so many ancient beings that it always seems amusing that I should get up and tell you anything. I mean, I think if I assumed I knew anything you didn't, and I had to figure out what it was, I'd freak. But I don't really assume that. I really assume we come together for a sort of heart-to-heart resuscitation, to sort of reassure ourselves that what we know is true is true. Because out in the world, sometimes you lose it a little. Because you're surrounded with people that keep saying it's not true. And so I'm here to reassure you that it is. Now, what exactly is true is interesting. Therein lies a tale. And the predicament about telling you what's true is that it's unspeakable. Every night I have to face the statement that he who knows does not speak, and he who speaks does not know. And just before I come out here, I think of that. See, that keeps me straight, see? So I recognize that it's certainly not the words that are going to do it. It's really the space between the words, and I can imagine that there will be a time later down the path when we will come together and we will sit here for 3 hours in silence and get up and walk out and say, profound evening. We're not quite ready yet, but we're on the way. I asked somebody last evening, how have you changed as a result of all this spiritual stuff you've done all these years? And he said, that's a very interesting question. And I reflected about how I would answer that. Have I changed? About a year ago, I met a colleague of mine from Harvard, from the old days. And you understand that for 25 years now, I have been huffing and puffing and trying to get enlightened as hard as I could. I have fasted and prayed, mantraed, pilgrimaged, sat before my guru, done all night this and that, meditated with real meditators. I mean, I really put my time in, so to speak. And two things have been surprising to me. One is a year ago I met one of my old Harvard colleagues, and after a few minutes he said, you know, Dick, you haven't changed a bit. And the other interesting one is that I keep trying to become divine. And the more I try, the more letters I get saying, thank you for being so human. Now, at first those letters they put me off a little bit. I don't want to be human. But something has changed over these years. And maybe those letters are a compliment, and I can really understand them in a nothing special kind of way. Many of us have been through so many stages of this journey at this point. We're all still relative beginners, but that's just an astral line. You don't have to believe that. I mean, see all these lines like we're at the beginning, or there's a path, or we're near the end. These are all astral storylines. How do we know where we are? We might be one breath away from enlightenment or death, or who knows? The uncertainty is great. It just keeps it wide open.